Welcome to the Real Life Weight Loss Podcast, where we cut through the confusion and get down to the truth about what really works for real people when it comes to losing weight, having incredible health, and a body that you love. We believe that losing weight is really about gaining life, doing things you never thought you could, having renewed confidence, and enjoying your body more than ever. I'm your host, Corey Little. Now let's get to it. Hello, my friends. Welcome back. This is episode number 284, and I'm so happy you're here. Today, I'm going to explain to you a big weight loss mistake. Huge. That really kind of flies under people's radar, but I see a lot of people making this mistake. And then here's the really sad part. They don't even know it. And sometimes people even think it's a good thing. So that's what we're going to get into today. But I wanted to start with a couple of little stories, a couple of posts from my Inner Circle coaching group, which I think you would just find kind of humorous and entertaining and fun, because one of them has to do with a podcast. And one of those people was in the exact same shoes that you are now. They were out listening to the podcast, and they eventually became part of the Inner Circle coaching group. This is not a sales pitch. This is nothing like that. I just think you'll find this interesting. So this lady jumped into the coaching group, and she made a post, and she said, "I'm just about a month into the program, but I wanted to share a kind of funny story on how I got started with Corey. I sometimes had trouble falling to sleep, so I started listening to various podcasts to help me relax before bed. I thought, why not listen to a weight loss podcast? Initially, I went for one a doctor recommended, but it was for physicians, so it didn't really apply, although it was good advice. So I switched to one who interviewed weight loss experts, but the guy cussed a lot, and that bothered my sense of peace. So I came across Real Life Weight Loss, and this guy had a nice southern drawl, and me living in Texas, I found his voice soothing. I fell asleep with my ear pods in, woke up 2.5 hours later, and the podcasts were still running back to back to back. I shut it off and went back to sleep. Then the next morning, I had this weird, different attitude with my food. Veggies looked better. I wanted water to drink, etc. And I realized I had been somehow brainwashed. I even mumbled, Corey, get out of my head. But that evening, I went back and listened to those same podcasts, actually sitting up and awake. And I realized what a totally different approach this guy with the nice voice had. And I started listening to him every night, often falling asleep, but then going back and repeating everything I couldn't remember. It wasn't long before I realized that this coaching program is for me. I still sometimes get sleepy listening to podcasts, not because he's boring, not at all, but just because I think my body is programmed that way. I still use the phrase, Corey is in my head, especially during the change your brain modules. That's something we do in the group, but in a very positive way. So I just thought that all of you incredible podcast listeners would find that fun and humorous. And if nothing else, I found it fun and humorous. I'm flattered that at least one person out there thinks that I have a nice voice and is not annoyed by my southern drawl. I don't feel like I have a southern drawl. And as I say that, I'm confident that some of you are absolutely laughing. Some of the people in my coaching group who are from different parts of the world, they're like, yeah, Corey, you definitely have a southern accent. And sometimes it comes out a little more than others. But that was the first post I wanted to share. And if you fall asleep listening to the podcast, you're in good company, right? Who knows? It may just reprogram your brain as you sleep. There's actually some research behind that, believe it or not. So that's not what we're discussing today, though. Here's another post from a gentleman in the group, and I just thought this was really applicable, especially in light of the previous two episodes. And if you don't know what those are about, I'm not going to get into it now. I don't want to take your time with that. You can go back and listen to the previous two episodes. I think it would be episode number 282 and 283. But this gentleman said, as I've said before, before joining this group, I had been eating a keto diet for years, and things just weren't working for me anymore. It took far too much mental focus to eat that way, and I really was beginning to regain some of the fat that I had lost, not to mention all of the mental burnout. After switching to the Live Life, Lose Fat way of eating, that's the program, that's the step-by-step program we use in my coaching group. And so this person says, after switching to the Live Life, Lose Fat way of eating, and more importantly, that way of thinking, I feel so much better. I haven't weighed in a long time, so I don't know if I've lost weight, and I don't really care. But I feel great, and I seem to be a little slimmer. The keto diet people tell you that you will gain weight and feel like crap if you eat any grains or carbs or any sugar at all. And this way of eating, like what he's doing now, has proven to me that this isn't true. I'm very thankful for this program and for everyone's post. many years ago in my 20s, I was very overweight. And I went through many different diet programs over the years, including vegan and keto and a whole bunch of other ones. Life is a journey, and I usually have to learn the hard way what doesn't work. The important thing is to keep looking until you find the right way that works for you long term. Thank you to Corey and the other coaches for all you do. It's very important, and you are helping a lot of people. Oh my goodness, that means the world to me. But like I said, I wanted to share all of that with you because it directly relates to what I talked about in the previous two episodes, diet jumping, and also understanding that just because you tried something and you didn't have a good experience doesn't mean it's the only thing. Doesn't mean that maybe it's what's best for you, but also you need to watch out for diet jumping. So go back and listen to those episodes if you haven't already. Now, without further ado, let's get into today's episode. So what is this big weight loss mistake that so many people are doing and they might not even know it? And again, like I said, even if someone does see it, they may think, yeah, this is really a good thing. This means I'm really committed. So what is this big weight loss mistake? It is making weight loss your life instead of living your life and making weight loss a part of it. Now, it's time for the But Corey section of the podcast. But Corey, if I don't make it a big deal, like if I don't make weight loss a massive part of my life, then I'll just enjoy my life a little too much, let's be honest, and I'll never lose this weight. Heck, I'll probably gain weight. I really don't have a choice, man. Like I have to make it my whole life in order to keep me focused. My life has to some degree revolve around losing weight or I just won't ever lose it. And some of you are like, yeah, I agree with the But Corey portion. Yeah, I mean, what's wrong with being really focused on losing weight? I really want to lose weight. Well, that's not what I'm talking about, guys. Let me explain this big mistake again. Making weight loss your entire life and probably not even realizing it instead of living your life and making weight loss and your pursuit of weight loss a part of it. Now, some of you still might be thinking, okay, dude, like I hear you, but I really, really want to lose weight. So what's the problem with that? Like, what's the problem with making weight loss a really, really, really big part of my life? Because I really want to lose it. And once I lose it, like then I can not worry about it so much. And then it won't be as big a part of my life. Like, isn't that the way this is supposed to go? What's the problem with this? So I'm going to tell you what the problem is. There are four really, really big consequences. Okay, so let's start off. Number one, this puts you under way too much pressure. It can kind of gradually creep in, but it's almost like your entire life success is determined by whether or not you lose weight. But think about it. If you've made losing weight your life instead of just a part of your life, then that makes total sense. Why wouldn't whether or not you lose weight determine your life success? Because losing weight is your life. And with this comes so much pressure. And the more pressure you have on yourself, the harder it is to lose weight. So it's not like, you know, I have a lot of great things going for me in life, but, you know, I really like to lose some weight and improve my health. Nah, that's not the way our brain works. There is no separation of life and weight loss. Someone who is experiencing this, it's like they've become so enmeshed and interwoven with these two things, right? Like life and weight loss are just completely enmeshed with one another. And so your weight determines your view of your success or failure, not physically, not with your health, your physical health, but as a person. Your weight, the scale, dictates your mood and mindset for the entire day. So you either weigh all the time, hoping and praying for some good news because you've been trying so hard, or you never weigh at all because you're scared to death. All of this is a huge sign that you have put a ton of pressure on yourself when it comes to losing weight. Often people who join my coaching group will get 1 or 2 months into the process and they'll say, oh, you know, I've lost about 5 pounds of physical weight, but like, man, I feel like 1,000 pounds has been taken off of me mentally, like 1,000 pounds has been lifted off of my shoulders. Yeah, you know, I've lost 5 pounds or 7 pounds or 10 pounds of physical weight, but I've lost a ton of mental weight and I'm actually starting to enjoy my life again. That, my friends, that is true success. Because as I've said before on this podcast, I've known and I know people who look like amazing physical specimens, like they could be on the front of a magazine, but they're miserable. I've also known people who, you know, wanted to desperately to lose 40 pounds and they lose 40 pounds, but they're not happy. They're not happy or content. And they have very little freedom when it comes to food. If you ask me, that's not true success. True success is losing weight and then along the way gaining life and feeling like, oh, 1,000 pounds has been lifted off of my shoulders and taken off of me mentally. That's true success. So the first big problem with this mistake, this big weight loss mistake, is that it just puts you under way too much pressure. And then with this pressure, think about it, gang, anything in any area of life where we feel a ton of pressure, it makes it so much harder to succeed. And so this pressure not only begins to seep into other areas of our life and almost kind of make us feel like a success or a failure overall in our life, when that's entirely not true, but it also makes losing weight that much harder. So that's the first big problem and the first big consequence. The second consequence is what I call the big domino. When losing weight kind of becomes our life instead of just a part of our life, losing weight becomes the big domino, the thing that must happen in order to make everything else better. If you get really honest, if you're suffering from this and you get really honest, it's like way too much hinges on losing weight, when in reality, that is just not true. Can losing weight help someone's confidence? Yeah, sure, absolutely. Do you have to lose weight to have better confidence? No, not at all. Can losing weight help someone's physical health? Sure, yes, absolutely. Can losing weight help someone's marriage? Maybe, but hopefully an intimate, committed relationship like a marriage doesn't rise and fall with the scales. And if it does, then I'm so sorry. I truly am. Let's keep going through these. Can losing weight help your career? Maybe, but not necessarily. It depends on what career you have, but not really, not necessarily. Usually your career depends on a lot of other stuff. I think of Pavarotti, the famous Italian opera singer. Pretty sure Pavarotti was Italian opera singer. I'm not super familiar with opera, but Pavarotti was overweight, a decent bit overweight for a large portion of his life. It didn't negatively impact his career. No one ever said, Pavarotti, we don't want you to come sing until you lose weight. No, it's not the way it works, right? And then what about some other things that may be closer to our heart? Can losing weight help you be a better friend, a better mom, or a better dad? No, right? Not necessarily. Now, here's the thing that I don't want any of you to miss. The ways that you will change as a person, as a human, as you go through the process of losing weight, that can definitely make you a better friend, a better mom, a better dad, and maybe just a better, happier, more joyful human overall. But that is totally different than falling for this big domino idea, than falling for this belief that, you know what, if I can only lose weight, then I will get all of this other stuff. If I just lose weight, then I'll be more confident, my health will be better, my marriage will be better, I'll have a better career, I'll be a better friend, I'll be a better mom, I'll be a better dad, everything else will be better if I can just lose weight. No, sir. No, ma'am. That is not necessarily true. Okay, next up, big consequence number three is what I call the finish line mentality. Whenever you fall for this big mistake, you start making this big mistake, then whether you realize it or not, you're kind of ingraining this finish line mentality. You're ingraining this idea that you'll do it, finish it, and then get back to your life. Get back to, you know, other things. It's this idea that, you know, I want to hurry up and change this. I want to hurry up and lose this weight so I can get back to life. Ultimately, it's an idea that I want to change my body, but not change myself. Good luck with that. Good luck with that. Unfortunately, that's not how it works. There is no finish line, my friends. Well, that's not true. Death. Death is the finish line. Other than dying, you're never finished. You'll have your body until the day you die. You can either attend to it and strive to maintain it, or you can fall for this faulty idea that it's one and done. It's not one and done. You don't lose the weight and you're finished. And neither are the majority of other things in life. Think about it. Relationships, your career, your kids, your lawn, your garden, your personal hygiene, your hair, all of those things. The list goes on and on and on. All of those things we must attend to and strive to maintain. Otherwise, problems happen. It's not like you have a really, like one really great weekend with a close friend and you're like, man, that's it. Our friendship's set. We'll always be the closest friends in the world. Well, if 5 years pass and you barely talk to each other, you may still be friends, but that relationship will probably not be very strong. Or what about your hygiene? Who would ever think, you know what, I took one shower and I'm finished? No, you're going to get dirty again. You have to maintain your hygiene. Your hair. I got a haircut in 1997 and I'm finished. I'm done. I mustered up the strength to go get my haircut and that's it. No, everything, almost everything requires maintaining and attending consistently if we want to be successful in that part of our life. And here's the thing. I think a large part of the reason why we embrace and we hope for this finish line mentality is because of the very next point that I'm about to make. The fourth and final huge consequence. Turn the volume up because I have a feeling some of you will really identify with this. Making weight loss your life instead of just part of your life, it just further ingrains the poisonous all or nothing mentality. If you are borderline obsessed with losing weight, then you're probably all in. Like when you're trying to lose weight, man, you're pushing all your chips to the center of the table. You are all in, or you feel like you should be all in, or you have to be all in order to actually lose some weight. And then you're finally just absolutely, eventually mentally worn out and sick of constantly thinking about losing weight in your body and constantly scrutinizing every little tiny thing you eat, either feeling like a success or feeling shameful. So then finally, after some period of time, after you've been drowning in all of that pressure, we're back to pressure, after you've been drowning in all of that for so long and you're just sick of it and you just want a normal life, you just want to escape the mental hamster wheel of thinking about weight loss and losing weight all the time, you finally let go. And like you totally let go, because let's be honest, there is no middle ground, because remember, there's no point in the middle ground because you've got to do it all and go all in if you ever want to get results. And you're not going to do that. If you're not going to do that, well, then why do anything, right? That is all or nothing. So what do? You jump from being all in, trying to do it all, to just eat, drink, and be merry and have a quote-unquote normal life. What is normal anyway, right? Just have a normal life for a little while until the shame comes back more and more. And you just can't ignore your body and you can't ignore that extra weight anymore. And then it's time to muster up some motivation and get back on the wagon. It's time to jump back in, all in, one more time. And the cycle not only repeats itself, but here's a really crappy, really sucky, devastating part of all this. It also just gets more and more and more ingrained in your brain that this is the way it goes, this is the way it works, and this is the way it will always go, and this is the way it has to be. This makes me think of a recent coaching call where we were talking about the people who wind up joining my coaching group. Honestly, my friends, and if you're a 20-something-year-old person out there and you're listening to this podcast, I love you and you're amazing and you're wise beyond your years. That's what we always say about people in their 20s who joined my program and my coaching group. We're like, man, you have no idea. You are saving yourself so much heartbreak and so much energy moving forward. You are wise beyond your years. But the people who normally join, it's not normally 20-something-year-olds. Most of the people who join are 40 or older, and they've been through a bunch of diet weight loss crap in their life. They've been through that self-defeating, mentally exhausting cycle that I just described so many times. They've lived all of that for so much of their life. They're finally like, man, I'm done. I'm sick of this. Like, there has to be a better way. There has to be something better. Like, and I'm finished being obsessed like that. So if this is you, then come join us. This is not a sales pitch, but that's truly the case. We discuss that from time to time because there definitely is a certain type of person who joins the group, and it's someone who's been through all of that and has seen it. If they've started to kind of see the matrix, if you will, and they're like, I'm done. Man, I'm finished with that. I'm finished going all in and then all out, all in and all out, all nothing, all nothing. Okay, let's move forward. So here's a question. How do you know if you're making this big mistake, right? Some of you may be like, yeah, Corey, I already know. But just in case you're on the fence, I want to help out here. How do you know if you're making this big mistake of making weight loss your life, or at least way too much of your life rather than just a part of your life? Well, here are some questions to help. And the first question, literally, you can just rewind this podcast and go back through and listen to those four big consequences. Like, do you identify with what I just described? And if you do, well, then there's a really good chance you're making this mistake. But let me give you some more very specific questions here that kind of align with some of the things I shared. First, do you put a lot of pressure on yourself to lose weight? Second, do you believe that losing weight will make other areas of your life better? Areas that, if you get really honest, aren't really necessarily related to your body at all. Do you want to hurry up and lose weight so that you can get back to your normal life? Does losing weight consume a lot of your mental energy? Like, does it run through your mind almost nonstop or at least for a very significant portion of your day? Do you often feel shame or maybe just some internal conflict when eating something that's quote unquote bad or unhealthy? Does your weight or the state of your body in general dominate a lot of your headspace and often make you feel like a success or failure overall, not just physically, but overall? And lastly, do you experience, probably repeatedly, that terrible all or nothing cycle that I described earlier? Like, you're either 100% all in, or you just want to escape it all and totally not think about losing weight or what foods you should or shouldn't eat. Now, you hopefully have a much better idea if you're making this big mistake. And if you are doing this, then what should you do? Well, good news. I have the solution for you. Here we go. First, and this is going to sound kind of weird and simple, but not really easy to do necessarily. Make it as important as it needs to be, but not more. Make losing weight as important as it needs to be, but not more important than that. Well, gee, thanks, Captain Obvious, right? So when I look back over the people who are incredibly successful throughout my coaching career and my time with people inside my inner circle coaching group, one of the common success traits that I see is the people who are just incredibly successful and not only lose weight, but gain life and enjoy the process and just have, you know, wonderful success. These people put the needed energy and effort into food and exercise, but not more. They go on with the rest of their life. This is actually part of what prompted me to do this episode, because I see this. It's like they take the program seriously, but not too seriously. Their entire life and their entire worth doesn't depend on it. They take it seriously and they put in as much energy and effort in order to take steps and in order to take the needed action, but then they go on with their life and they enjoy their life. This can be pretty tough to do if you've been making weight loss your entire life instead of making it a part of it, but you can do it, my friend. You can do it. It's a tough balance to find, but it is possible. So make losing weight as important as it needs to be. Give it the needed energy and effort, but not more. Not more. Sitting around worrying about it and thinking about it nonstop will not help you. Next up, I encourage you to have a structured, flexible, progressive plan. And if you've been listening to this podcast any amount of time, you've probably heard me use that phrase. Sometimes I call it an SFP, a structured, flexible, progressive plan. And once you have this, take action. But as you're taking action, keep living your life. Keep enjoying your life, knowing that you're taking steps and addressing this area that you want to address. Weight loss, sure, if you want to lose weight loss should be an important part of your life, but it shouldn't be your entire life. And if you have a structured yet flexible plan that progresses over time, well, then you can take action and rest in the fact that you're doing the things you need to do, but I'm going to get back to enjoying my life. Okay, check, check, check. I did what I need to do. I'm getting back to enjoying my life. I don't have to constantly read about it online. I don't have to constantly search for different strategies. I don't have to constantly bounce back and forth between diets. I don't have to constantly beat myself up about eating these things. I've got this area of my life covered. I have this structured yet flexible plan that is progressive, and I know exactly what I'm doing. I'm taking action. So that lets me check those boxes, and now I'm going to get back to life. That can be so unbelievably helpful. And then my last tip here as part of the solution to overcoming this big mistake is to prioritize progress and the process over the end result. And there's a really good chance it's the end result is something that you desperately want. And whenever we're wanting to prioritize something else over what we desperately want, it can be really, really tough. But I'm telling you, the process, which comes right back to that flexible, progressive plan, right? The process is so important. And if you can fall in love with the process, if you can sink your time and energy and sink your teeth into the process, and then prioritize just every little bit that you get better and see all of that success and celebrate it. If you can do that, oh my goodness, then you will start breaking free from this big mistake in no time. Here's the thing, guys. Typically, the more desperate someone wants to like to lose weight, the more desperate someone is to have the weight be gone, the harder it will be to actually lose it. And the more pressure you'll be under. Or, on the flip side of that, you might just wind up doing anything in order to lose it, and then it will be incredibly difficult to keep it off because you reached for a really intense, really strict, yet very unsustainable solution. Losing weight and keeping weight off feel like they're the same thing, but they're not. They're kind of two totally different things. There's a million different ways you can lose a lot of weight and lose it really, really fast. The question you must ask is, will I be able to keep it off? And if you can't, well, then what's the point? If you're going to the beach or you have a wedding coming up that you want to look great for, or a class reunion, okay, great. Do that extreme thing, you know, get in the best shape of your life and look great for that event. But at some point, we have to develop the skill of maintaining the weight loss. So those are the four tips. Going back over them very quickly. Number one, make losing weight as important as it needs to be, but not more important. This is a huge common success trait that I see amongst people who just have incredible results. They put the needed time, energy, and effort into food and exercise. They take action, but they don't put more than that. They go on with the rest of their life. They take it seriously, but not too seriously. And one of the things that helps them do that and allows for them to do that is they have a structured yet flexible plan that is progressive. And then they can just lean into that, take the specific action steps, and go on with the rest of their life. And lastly, I encourage you, and this is another common success trait of people, I encourage you to prioritize the process and your progress, no matter how small it might seem, over the end result. The more you can get away from the end result that you so desperately want, and I know that sounds totally backwards, but the more you can do that, the more it will free you up to take the steps that will more than likely get you to the end result that you so desperately want. My friends, I hope this has been helpful, and I hope you'll share it with someone. I say that every single episode, but I really hope you'll share it with someone. It can be so beneficial. When you do that, I hope that two or three of you will get together and discuss it and maybe ask each other some questions like, hey, do you think I've been making weight loss my life instead of just part of my life? Like, hey, do you think Corey has a Southern drawl? Okay, maybe you don't want to ask that question. Maybe you're like, I don't have to ask that. I already know. So get together with some people, share this episode, discuss it, and learn even more than you will by just listening to it by yourself. Last but not least, if you would like to support this podcast, and here's the big thing, also support yourself. There are two big ways that you can do that. Number one, take the next step and join my Inner Circle coaching program. This is by far the biggest win-win. It's the most powerful way to support this podcast and support yourself on your health and weight loss journey. If you want what I just talked about, a structured yet flexible, progressive plan, then this is for you. You'll not only gain access to my amazing private coaching group, but also my step-by-step roadmap to losing weight. That's my Live Life, Lose Fat program. That is the step-by-step roadmap. It will help you lose weight, change your brain, and find more freedom and peace of mind than ever before when it comes to food and your body. 99% of the time, if someone likes this podcast, they absolutely love the coaching group. It's funny, sometimes when new members come along, some of the previous members go, oh my goodness, if you like the podcast, you're going to love this. So look, if you want more info about this, you can shoot an email to support@CoreyLittleCoaching.com. I'll include that email down in the show notes. And we would love to have you join us in the Inner Circle Coaching Program. Next up, number two, second way you can support this podcast and support yourself is to purchase and use Rise Nutrition products. These are products that I believe in, I trust, and I and my clients actually consume them on a consistent basis. If you're interested in giving Rise products a try, you can find them on Amazon or at the website challenge2rise.com. I'll include both of those, a bunch of different links to Rise products down in the show notes, so you can scroll down and check that out. And then last but not least, let me just say a gigantic thank you. Thank you so much for listening. I am honored that you spent some of your time with me today. And please never forget that there's so much more to you than a number. So don't make losing weight your life. Make it a part of your life. It's perfectly okay to do that. You have my permission. Sometimes maybe that's all we need is for someone else to give us permission to do something like that. So please don't make it your entire life, because there's so much more to you than a number. And don't let the scales dominate your day or dictate your emotions or your headspace. No, no, no. And I want you to lose weight. Losing weight can be amazing. But losing weight is really all about gaining life and living the life you've always wanted to. And I know you can do it, even if you've tried and failed in the past. It's okay. You keep coming back. I'll keep working on you. We will get you there. You can borrow my belief. Okay? Okay. Take care, my friends. God bless. Bye-bye.